Check, check, mic 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome back to JP's Perspective, a podcast experience where we talk about faith, motivation, self-development, and entrepreneurship. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing day. You guys like that? I added a little self-development part. I noticed that a lot of my episodes tie into self-development, self-help, and it just self-improvement in general, and I wanted to add that because a lot of the times that's why we are listening to these podcasts, is to get value out of these podcasts so that we can put the things that we learn into perspective or into our lives. And I hope that these episodes that I put out, I hope that they help you guys as well. If you guys are new to this podcast, make sure to go and rate, subscribe, download this podcast, because you know, a lot of the times that's what helps these small podcasts out. And so I really do appreciate you taking the time to go listen to this episode. Excuse my raspy voice. I felt like I got hit by a bus the other day, and I wanted to really put out this episode for you guys because I wanted to tag on the mindset thing from the last episode. So I want to keep talking about mindset, and on this episode 29, I wanted to talk about how to change your mindset to become more successful. Let me tell you a little quote by John C. Maxwell. Let's just jump right into it, and let me tell you this. You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. Let me read that again. You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. That's by John C. Maxwell. Let me keep going and talk about the two. There's a story online, and you can find this if you just Google it, about these two twin boys, right? And they were both raised by their father, who was an alcoholic. One of them grew up to be an alcoholic, and when asked what happened, he said, "I watched my father," right? The other grew up and never drank in his life, and when he was asked what happened, he said, "I watched my father." The two boys with the same dad, but they still both had different perspectives, right? So your perspective in life will determine your destination. So it's mindset is very key in the things that we are doing, especially in entrepreneurship, or actually in anything that we have in our relationships with our wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, family members, moms, dads, grandparents, grandma, grandpa. And it's really your mindset. It's your own mindset, because you cannot change anybody else's mindset but yourself, right? So in this episode, I wanted to give you three different ways and strategies on how to change your mindset. So if you guys like this episode, make sure to share it and post it up on your Instagram, all your social medias, to let me know that you guys are listening to this. All right, let's go back into it. So I know I have said this multiple times before, but it's true and it's a good reminder. The first one is you need to get rid of all the clutter in your life. The one thing that keeps us away from reaching our goal and becoming more successful is the different types of clutter in life. You ask, what is clutter? Well, clutter can be anything that keeps you from concentrating on your end goal. The big thing that keeps me distracted is social media and emails. I've gotten so much better though at not getting distracted because I changed my view and my mindset on time. Trust me when I say I'm not perfect and still fall into distraction, but I've lessened the time wasting to a minimum. How? Because I remember, and you have to remember that time is valuable, and you have to look at it more preciously than money, right? Money itself is very abundant. You can get it. It comes and goes. But your time in general, it's very short. Life is short, and you really have to look at it at a different mindset, at a different way, because when you look at time as more valuable than anything, you will be more successful. You'll look into the things that you're doing and really hone in on that project that you're doing, hone in on your endeavors in life, because you know that time is very valuable. Secondly, you need to remember to remove the toxic people in life when you got to get rid of your clutter in life, right? Toxic people who don't do any good in your life, people who are always negative. There's a quote that I really like, and I quote, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people," right? There's a lot of truth to that, because a lot of toxic people talk they really talk bad or talk down about other people, which then triggers your mind to do the same. And when you do that, time gets wasted and you do nothing productive. And you basically, it comes hand in hand again with time. You're basically talking about other people, which then all of a sudden, when you're drinking coffee or having that date or having that time and you're talking bad about people, you end up wasting hours and hours about nothing, right? Instead of talking about other people, you need to discuss ideas on how to build a better life or how to build your business or how to just really to be more abundant in the things that you're doing in life, right? Get rid of those toxic people. All right, and lastly, you need to ask yourself, what is the most important thing you need to focus on? A lot of the times we have a list of things we need to go through, right? On a day-to-day basis, we make this list. Actually, I make a list. But I just recently read The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. And the whole book is exactly what the title is. It's The One Thing. It gives you a perspective on how we think we are being productive. But in all reality, we just fill our schedules up with clutter. Suggestion that I have is to really hone in on the one or two really important tasks that day that at the end of the day, you know, will reward you in the long run. Basically, the one thing that can give you a great return on your investment of your time. So the first thing, you have to get rid of the clutter in your life to make sure when you do that, it really changes your mindset and it really hones in on what you really need to do. Secondly, you need to change how you talk to yourself, right? Now, the second point is very important. You may ask, why? Why is it important, JP? Well, let me tell you. When you talk to other people, you tend to, well, I do anyways, lift other people up and give them praise, right? It's a lot easier to lift up other people. So when you start getting in your head where you start telling yourself, you can't do this, or I'm not going to be successful, or you just really, really get in your head, you just need to stop, right? Stop right there. Gather your thoughts and think about positive thoughts. It's that simple, guys. Just change how you talk to yourself. In the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, one of the concepts that really stuck out to me is the concept of, instead of saying I can't afford something or I can't afford that, change your thinking and your mindset to how can I afford that. Let me get into real estate investing really quick. So as you guys may know and have heard in a couple episodes ago, right now, I'm currently looking for properties to invest in. To be more specific, I'm looking for a duplex or a fourplex, multi-complex, basically. But I can, and still small enough, the biggest I can go is a fourplex, so I can use an FHA loan. Anyways, I've been learning how to analyze the deals, and to be honest, it is a whole new world for me. And it's very expensive, right? But I know that other people have done it and their mindsets are totally different, because instead of saying, I can't afford that property, they find different ways to fund the deals that they find. So it's really how you talk to yourself about your dreams, right? As a side note, I just got this off of Google, and something to really think about when you believe you really can't afford something is that in 24 hours, think about this, in 24 hours, the Bureau, our government can print 10 million $1 bills. Imagine that. In 24 hours, they can print out 10 million $1 bills. So that means that there is an abundance of paper money, right? There is an abundance of money. We just have to ask ourselves and have to change our mindset, because if you think about it, if there's an abundance of money, it's just, okay, how can I get that abundance of money? There has to be a strategy, and there has to be a situation where you have to hone in on that. And as for me, I know and understand that there is that abundance of money, because other people that I have been doing research on, or the people that I follow on Instagram, or the people that I just look up to, they have an abundance, right? They have an abundance of that money, and it is very doable. We just have to change our mindset to not be so small-minded, to just really reach for our dreams, to really reach out to see what we are capable of, right? Self-talk, it actually really helps. My suggestion about the self-talk is, when you get in a rut or whatever, is you write it down on or in a journal. every morning I have a journal where I write down my affirmations. And if you guys don't have a journal, I suggest you get one. I'll link a journal down below, the ones that I use. It's a bullet journal. It's basically just a journal where I write all my thoughts down. And it's basically my brain dump journal where any ideas that I may have for these podcasts or my YouTube channel or any business ideas, I just dump everything down there. Because if I keep it in my brain, the ideas disappear. So having a journal is very, very, very important to me. And I started doing this middle of last year. And it hasn't done me any wrong yet, because all the ideas that I have, I just write down. So if you don't have a journal, get one. And every morning I write down all my affirmations for the day, right? I will have an amazing day. This day will be amazing. I won't let anybody put me down. I will become rich. I will learn more things and ideas. And every time I write that down, I just look back at it and I really change. It changes my mindset, because I know that my mind, and you can do the same thing, is that your mindset can be changed by the way you think. Because in all reality, the way we think is the most important reason why we do the things that we do, right? It's the reason why we keep going. It's the reasons why the military, if you go into like boot camp, they really test your mind, because the mind is the strongest thing that you have for yourself. So if you don't have a journal, write all the things down in your journal. Go get one, write it down in your journal, right? It really has dramatically changed my life, and it changed it for the better. Also, that's where I write down all my prayers, all my verses for the day, and it just helps me out. So yeah, let's go into number three. And number three, it really helped me out, because I just recently got into a mastermind, and it is surround yourself with people who are like-minded and match your desired goals, right? What does that mean? Well, it means exactly what I said, like the quote, birds of a feather flock together. That means that a pigeon isn't going to hang out with a duck or a flamingo. They'll hang out with other pigeons. And that's where we will flourish and live life, because they are basically taking care of themselves. When you hang out with people who are like-minded, you start bouncing off ideas. You start giving ideas to them. They start giving ideas to you, and they'll support you in your endeavors, in your goals. So you need to surround yourself with like-minded individuals who will lift you up and help you with your goals and life journeys. You want to become more successful, right? Go seek those people who are already successful and have experience in what you're wanting to do. Let me let you know, in the book of Proverbs, verses 27:17, it says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. This means that having a great mentor or a group of people to really keep your mindset straight will help you significantly in your life endeavors. So go out there, get out of your comfort zone. Go change your mindset, change the way you look at things, change the way you spend time, change your lifestyle for the better, right? So first, let's do a recap on how to change your mindset to become more successful. So first, get rid of all the clutter in life. Secondly, change how you talk to yourself. Third, you need to surround yourself with people who are like-minded and match your desired goal. Hopefully that gave you guys a little different perspective, and I hope that you guys can use this information and go and change your mindset and life for the better, right? So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you again, and I would really appreciate if you can go and download and rate this podcast. It really helps push my podcast out into the world. Also, if you are listening to this episode, go ahead and get that screenshot and then post it on your social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, wherever you guys are on. And it would be really, really cool to see who's listening to these episodes. I would love to talk to you and communicate with you guys, so make sure to tag me. Also, follow me on Instagram at JP's Perspective, and find me on YouTube at JP's Perspective. So thank you guys again for listening to this episode. Hopefully you guys got a lot of value out of this this one, and hopefully I can give you more value in the coming episodes. So yeah, thank you guys. Bye.